radiofonica.com.
Ciao ragazzi da Radiofonica al Norman Club di Perugia. Stasera con noi il nostro Leroy, ex performer dei Prodigy. Siamo felici di averlo qui anche perché è una persona molto importante nell'ambiente dell'electro music. Vogliamo dire innanzitutto che questo è un progetto finanziato dal progetto Voce e dall'associazione B-Promotion. Il nuovo progetto che stanno mandando avanti è un'iniziativa di una serie di concerti musicali e non solo, anche di musica come questa, notti elettroniche, che possano poi riuscire a finanziare un progetto più ampio, quindi dei bandi per noi giovani all'interno del centro storico a livello sempre musicale. Quindi datevi sotto, controllate su internet, ma ora iniziamo la nostra intervista. Hi Leroy, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Yourself?
I'm fine as well. Okay, I'm going to ask you something. I need to read because I have a bad, bad memory anyway. Okay. Okay, can you tell us about your music experience? You left Prodigy in 2000 and since then you start your personal solo experience as well. So, electro music is an alternative way of communication through new technologies and new sounds. Is still the same now or something changed?
Yes, obviously it's changed. It has changed. I think the roots, the foundation of it is all the same. I mean, when I started DJing 25 years ago, and there was no beat mixing. You didn't have one record that went into the next, like, without you stopped it, or there was no beat mixing, you know. But, I mean, now when I'm writing music, the new technology makes it easier, you know. You've got DJs who DJ with a computer now.
So you mean that anybody can make music?
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier. I think anyone can make music, but some people are natural, like Liam from the Prodigy is a genius, you know. He's naturally brilliant at it. You know, myself, I have to work very hard to try and do something good, you know. Whereas if I made an album of the bits he threw away, I'd be rich, you know. But for me, it's hard to do it good.
Okay, I'm gonna translate, sorry. Okay, lui dice che lui ha iniziato a fare musica 25 anni fa, all'epoca era tutto molto più difficile, c'erano dei programmi musicali che non erano così facili da utilizzare, ora è molto più facile entrare nel mondo musicale e fare musica elettronica. Però dice anche personaggi come Liam dei Prodigy, che hanno un talento naturale, per loro è più semplice riuscire a fare musica, mentre lui invece ha dovuto lavorare sodo. Okay, so let's go to the next one. That is, okay, you work with Subsonica, and you know they are one of the best electro band in Italy. So, what's the difference, in your opinion, between English way of making electro music and Italian way of making electro music?
It's probably not much different. I think the thing is, obviously, for me, Italy. Likes of boom, straight drum, 4/4, boom, 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 boom. A lot of Europe, a lot of people only listen to their straight drum. Whereas in England, there's more sort of like breakbeat, like we play, like Prodigy drums, boom, ch-ch-ch-ch, boom, you know, instead of just straight. But I think the thing about electronic music is there's no language. Wherever you come from, people understand it because most of it doesn't have vocals, so I don't think there's that much difference really. It's just a personal touch to it, like an artist, you know. One artist may use paint or pastel, another one will use paint and pastel, but will come up with something different. You understand? It's the person.
Ok, lui dice che gli ho chiesto che differenza c'è tra l'electro music in Italia e l'electro music in Inghilterra e lui dice che in realtà una grande differenza non esiste, al di là nel metodo di fare musica. In Italia c'è sempre la battuta a quattro tempi, mentre in Inghilterra hanno dei movimenti diversi, però fondamentalmente è un unico linguaggio e quindi l'electro music, come tutte le altre musiche, è un linguaggio internazionale che possono parlare tutti. Ok, let's go to the third one, that is... Okay, everything now is on mainstream. So 15 years ago it was completely different, like rave party. It was a rave party was an underground reality. So what do you think now changed? Maybe the major labels change it. What's happened?
Well, no, it's like any music that comes from an underground scene. You know, eventually, you know, like you'll have like a Prodigy song will be used on an advert or Moby, and then suddenly the whole world knows this song. And another thing is, if you look at people who work in TV, radio, film, anyone who's like 40, 50 now, when they were 20, dance music come along. So they grow up listening to dance music, then they get into a job where they're in a position, a strong position, and to choose the music for a film. They're going to choose dance music. They're not going to choose, you know, they're going to choose music that they grew up with and experienced. So that they take the music with them into their job. So it becomes mainstream because it's successful, you know.
That's a natural change for Europe.
Yeah. As soon as something becomes good, everyone wants it. If you look at an iPhone or an iPod, you know, there's 100 MP3 players that are good, but because my friend's got an iPod and everyone else, I'm going to get an iPod.
That way I agree with you. Yeah, I know what you mean. Ok, gli ho chiesto come mai la musica elettronica prima era comunque di nicchia come i rave party, mentre adesso sono diventati una realtà commerciale, hanno giocato le etichette discografiche un ruolo importante in tutto ciò. E lui ovviamente ha risposto che come tutte le cose che hanno successo, che sono positive, che hanno qualità, vengono fuori alla fine allo scoperto. Magari impiegano un po' di tempo, però prima o poi ciò che ha qualità diventerà pubblico e quindi commerciale. È una cosa forzata più o meno, un processo forzato. Ok, let's go to the last one. That is, ok. UK, United States have for a long time been considered a kind of paradise for people that want to make and work with electro music. Do you think it's still the same now?
No, I don't think it ever has been. I think England, had the rave scene. I mean, America always had created house music, 1980s, the late 80s. You had Chicago house music and stuff, but Europe embraced dance record. You know, it wasn't out until we'd done The Fat of the Land, our third album, that when we went to America they said, yeah, we're gonna call it electronica. So they changed the name of it, made their own name up for electronic music, and we're gonna give it 7 to 9 months, and if it doesn't work we just can forget about it. You know, and it was like, you know, we've had three albums, this was our third album, and we've been going to America and sort of selling out shows. There was an underground thing there. There's always been an underground thing there. But when it became mainstream in America, they were literally, yeah, we're going to try it for 9 months. If it doesn't work, forget it, you know. Whereas everywhere in Europe, you know, you look at Ibiza, Milan even's had a brilliant house scene. Italy's always had a great house scene, you know.
You know what, in Italy it's very hard to start working in this kind of section. Many people need to come, like, to England, of course, because England is very easy.
Yeah, but I think another thing is, it's like the hard thing about a lot of the European countries is the language. You know, unless you're Italian, you don't understand Italian. You know, unless you're German. So these people, you couldn't just sing it. The song might be amazing melody, but America, they wouldn't. Not interested because they don't understand it.
Yeah, but you know, we're talking about electro music, so you said before that it's the same language. At least you're not talking any language, it's just music.
Yeah,
so, you know, I think the difference is here we don't have major labels interested in electro music. Instead, in England and in America, maybe, in USA, they have.
It's bigger now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, but. That's because the record label's gone now. It's all internet. So no record label really is going to sign dance music, because you can't make money from selling records. You know, you make one record, one person has it, it's on the internet for the whole world. So you can't sell records anymore. But if you look at all the films and adverts, they all use electronic music now, and that's where you make money. That's where you make money if you're lucky enough to get an advert or something, you know. I don't think electronic music's, I think it's as strong as it's always been, but I don't think it's as special, because, you know, when I got into electronic music, it was new, and like it was exciting, and it's always, I've watched it all change. But, you know, kids today who are 18, you know, they only hear this, so they don't understand how big dance music is, or, you know, they only listen to R&B or drum and bass or techno, only one thing, you know. So it's very different now. It's as big, it is as big, but it's in many sections, you know, many people, many different styles, and you don't hear all the styles in one place like you used to.
Yeah, exactly. Rave party in the 90s, it was like everybody, yeah, everything together. See, now they are just by section. Okay, I'm gonna translate. Io gli ho chiesto se è vero che l'Inghilterra e l'America, che in passato hanno giocato dei ruoli importanti per chi voleva intraprendere il lavoro di DJ o comunque di creatore di musica elettronica, se questi luoghi sono ancora lo stesso paradiso che hanno rappresentato prima. Lui ha detto che in realtà non lo sono mai stati, perché comunque c'era sempre stata una realtà molto difficile anche per loro stessi, che la differenza era la capacità di parlare in inglese. Anche se poi alla fine la verità è che in Italia le nostre etichette discografiche sono molto poco interessate a fare elettronica, mentre in Inghilterra per fortuna c'è una visione differente, anche lui ha messo insieme a me questo fatto. Poi un'altra cosa che lui ha obiettato è che ovviamente il popolo che seguiva prima i rave party era eterogeneo, veniva da tutte le parti e aveva origini diverse, ascoltava musiche diverse, mentre adesso è diviso per sezioni, quindi c'è chi ascolta drum and bass, chi la techno, e per cui c'è anche una scissione, le persone perdono lo spirito dell'electro music in questo modo. Ok, I'm gonna give you the last question and then I leave you. It's maybe an obvious question, but it's like, how do you feel? What do you feel when you wake up in the morning and you're earning money with the stuff that you always love?
That's it. It's not one day in my life. You know, I was an electrician until I was 21, and I'm 40 now. And you know, I work hard, and it doesn't. It's, you know, a lot of people think it's more fun than hard work. It is. Hard work, like I say, today this is my fourth show in a row, and my tomorrow will be my seventh flight in 4 days, you know. And I've had first night 2 hours sleep, the next night 4 hours sleep, so it's hard. And I believe I still work hard, but there's not one day I don't wake up and feel I'm a lucky person, because I don't have to go to an office from 9 o'clock until 5 o'clock, you know.
Yeah, not running in the tube or, you know, horrible stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm blessed, you know. I still, you know, I grew up with nothing, and I still know the value of hard work gets you everywhere. You know, you're a journalist. If you want to be a journalist on TV, you have to work and work and work. If you want to be a journalist for the top newspaper, you have to work. You know, it's like everything. It's the same as everything. But, yeah, every day I wake up, I'm blessed.
Okay, do you have any piece of advice for the guys that maybe want to start this kind of job?
Yeah, just work hard and believe in yourself, you know, and take time, because I think there's a lot of people who they think they've got something, and it's okay and not amazing. And don't be disappointed when what you think is amazing, other people don't, you know. Take time, listen to how other people do things, and learn. Life is about learning till the day you die, and improving yourself and what you know. So don't be disappointed if you start and things don't work. Take time and just work hard and believe in yourself, and you can do anything. You can do anything.
Okay, I'm gonna translate. I forgot what I asked you first.
advice for anyone
first, before it.
any advice for what before that?
Ok, è bellissimo ragazzi, perché in tutto questo abbiamo attaccato a parlare, mi sono dimenticata. In ogni caso, gli ho chiesto che consiglio darebbe ad una persona che vuole intraprendere questo lavoro, e lui ha detto che comunque è quello di lavorare duro e di non arrendersi mai. Se all'inizio le cose non funzionano, di non aver paura, perché nessuno ti regala niente.
I remember now.
E gli ho chiesto dopo che cosa pensa, che cosa prova la mattina quando si sveglia, e lui mi ha detto, mi ha risposto con un sorriso, perché non c'è niente di più bello che iniziare, che vivere la vita facendo ciò che ami. Però mi ha anche detto che è stato molto duro per lui. Lui prima faceva fino a 21 anni l'elettricista, si è messo sotto, ha lavorato duro, ha sofferto ed è arrivato a 40 anni ad essere il DJ e la persona che è. Ovviamente non è una vita facile come molti possono pensare, però è felice. Quindi ragazzi, se volete fare questo lavoro, rimboccatevi le mani e datevi sotto. Thanks Leroy for being with us.
Cin cin.
Bye Radiofonica.